Glory be to Jesus. You're welcome to another episode on PSD Experience. I remain your host, Pastor Stephen Dairo. You are welcome. It is my prayer that the Lord will bless us through His word today in the name of the Lord Jesus. On this episode, by the special grace of God, we will be talking on the reasons, factors that you have to know for you to carry yourself as a more valuable person. We'll be talking about factors that you need to know for you to carry yourself as a more valuable person. On the last episode, we considered factors that made Gideon to think of himself, factors that made Gideon to think less of himself. That was what we considered in the last episode. But on this episode, we'll be talking about factors that you have to know in order for you to think of yourself as a more valuable person. So, the number one factor that you have to know in order for you to think of yourself as a more valuable person, that you are more valuable, is that you are chosen. It is very important for us to know that we are chosen in order for us to carry ourselves as a more valuable person anywhere we find ourselves. In 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9, the scripture made us to know that but you are not like that. You are a chosen people. You are a chosen people. KJV said, but ye are a chosen generation. You are a chosen generation. NLT used chosen people. So you are chosen. Because you are chosen by the Lord, you need to carry yourself as a more valuable person. You are more valuable to God. God has chosen you because you are valuable to Him. So with this understanding, we should carry ourselves as a more valuable person. Anywhere we get to, anywhere we find ourselves, we should not be intimidated. We should have it at the back of our mind that I am chosen. Stephen, I am chosen. So, I don't care about what people think about me because I am chosen. Then who has chosen me? God has chosen me. God has chosen me. What has God chosen me to be? What has me to be? What has the Lord chosen me to be? He chose me to be His people. The Lord has me. He has chosen me to be His people. The Lord has chosen me to be His people. Yes, to be His people. To be His person. His personal person. God is not partial. However, it is important for us to know that God has preference for people. And the Lord has chosen you and I as part of those He prefers. He has chosen you and I as part of those people He prefers. The Lord has chosen me. The Lord has chosen you. With that mindset, we should go around with confidence that we are valuable. Because the Lord has chosen us. He has chosen us. He has chosen you. He has chosen me as a person. He has chosen you and I. We've been specifically picked by God. We've been specially formed for Him. So He has chosen us. He has chosen us. He has chosen us. Tell yourself, I am chosen. I have been chosen. I have been chosen. I have been chosen. So the Lord prefers you. He prefers you. Tell yourself, I am preferred by the Lord. I am preferred by the Lord. With this confidence, you know that you are valuable. With this understanding, you know that you are valuable. It gives you boost in your inner man that you are valuable to God because you are chosen by God. You are chosen by God. So you are chosen to be God's people. You have been chosen to be God's royal priesthood. You are to represent the Lord on earth. You are to represent Him on earth wherever you find yourself. Wherever we find ourselves. We are to represent God. We have to represent Him as His priest. He has chosen us to be His people. He has chosen us to be His royal priesthood. He has chosen us to be His holy nation set aside for special things. And He has chosen us to be His own special possession. What can make us more valuable than this? What can make us more valuable than this? The Lord has chosen us to be His people. The Lord has chosen us to be His royal priesthood. The Lord has chosen us to be His holy nation, and the Lord has chosen us to be His special possession. So, go about with that understanding that you are valuable because the Lord has chosen you. So, number two factor that you have to know so that you can carry yourself as a valuable person is that you are loved. Number one, you are chosen. Number two, you are loved. 1 John chapter 14 verse 9 says something. He said that before we even love Him, He loved us first. Before we even start thinking about we loving God, God already loved us first. So with the understanding that the Lord loved us first, He loved us first, we should know that we are valuable. It only takes a valuable person for someone to love him first before he even start showing that I want to love you. It shows that you are valuable. We are valuable to God. You are valuable to God. That is why the Lord loved us first before we even start thinking about we loving him. The Lord loved us first. He loved us first. And he showed his love towards us from the book of John chapter 3 verse 16, where it says, "For God so loved the world, which includes us, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life." God showed us that he loved us by giving up his Son for us to die for our sins in order for us to have eternal life with him. He gave up his Son so that we can come closer to him, have a closer relationship with him, have a closer fellowship with him. He gave up his Son so that we can have a closer relationship with him. He gave up his Son so that we can have eternal life with him. He gave up his Son so that we can have freedom from every bondage. Name them: bandage of sin, bandage of affliction, bandage of addiction, bandage of sickness, bandage of sorrow, bandage of poverty, bandage of curses. God gave up his Son for all these reasons so that we will not experience it. Because of what? Because he loved us first before we even think about, before we even have it in our mind to start loving him. God had already done this for us. So you are valuable to God. Don't think less of yourself. You are valuable to God. Tell yourself once again, I am valuable. I am valuable. Because the Lord loved me first, I am valuable. Don't forget number one. Number one is you are chosen. You are valuable because you are chosen. Number two is that you are valuable because you are loved. You are loved by God. You are loved by God. Then in Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 1, scriptures made us to know how again God expressed his love towards us. From the New Living Translation, it says that, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans of good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope." It takes someone that loves you for such a person to have a good plans for you. People that doesn't like it, that don't love you, they will always have a bad plans for you, or they will just be looking. They will not even have any plans for you. But it takes only someone that loves you to have a good plan for you. And the Lord says here that he has a good plan for us, not for disaster, but good plans. So I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus that you realize how valuable you are to God in the name of the Lord Jesus. So number three factor that you have to know in order for you to carry yourself as a valuable person, in order for you to carry yourself as a valuable person, number three points you need to know is that you are known. You are known. You are known. You are recognized. You are known. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5, a popular scripture, it says, "I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I set you apart and appointed you as my people to the nation." Before we were even conceived, God knew us. He knew us. He knew us. Before we were even conceived, he knew us. So if God knows me, if God knew me before I was even born, if I was even convinced in my mother's womb, then I am valuable to him. I am valuable to him. So I carry myself as a valuable person because God knew me before my mother even conceived me at all. He knew me. In Isaiah chapter 43 verse 1, the scripture says that, "But now, O Jacob, listen to the Lord who created you. O Israel, the one who formed you says, do not be afraid, for I have ransomed you. I have called you by name. You are mine." The Lord knows you. This song writer says, "He knows my name. He knows my every thought." The Lord knows you. He knows what is going on in your mind. He knew you before I even formed you. He gave you the color you have. He gave you the stature you have. He knew you. So you have to carry yourself as a person that the Lord knows, that heaven recognized. Tell yourself, "I am known. I am recognized. So I am valuable." You are valuable to God. Don't ever think less of yourself. Don't let the circumstances of this life, don't allow this world to make you think less of yourself as if you are not valuable. Even when people doesn't even treat you as a valuable person, carry yourself as a valuable person because you carry God. God recognizes you. He knows you. He knew you before you were born, and he knows you presently. Being known by God is a confidence booster. It boosts our confidence that we are valuable. So go around without understanding that you are valuable. Because God knows you. He knows your name. He knows everything about you. Even if things are not working right now the way you think it should work, don't forget that God knows you. He knows you. He knows what is happening. He knows the future He has for you is a future of good and not of disaster. Carry this mindset around and you will see it turn around in your life. So tell yourself once again that you are valuable. Put your name there. I, Stephen Dairo, I am valuable. I carry what? So number four factor you have to know so that you will carry yourself as a valuable person wherever you find yourself, wherever you go to, is that you have been redeemed. You are redeemed. You are redeemed. From Isaiah chapter 43 verse 1, the B part says, "Do not be afraid, for I have ransomed you." Another version says, "I have redeemed you." So it says, "Do not be afraid, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine." You have been redeemed by God. For you to be redeemed by God, it shows how valuable you are to Him. So carry yourself with that confidence that you have been redeemed by God. These factors are important for us to know that we are valuable to God. Number one, you are chosen. Number two, you are loved. Number three, you are known. Number four, you are redeemed. So because you have been redeemed, you are valuable to God. That was why God ransomed you. That was why God redeemed you. If you are not important to God, God wouldn't have sent His Son to die for us, to redeem us. No. But because you are valuable, He sent His Son, Jesus Christ. He gave up His Son, Jesus Christ, to die for you because of your value to Him. The Lord values you. You are valuable. You are valuable. Carry yourself with that understanding that I am valuable. Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary for my sake. I am valuable. I am valuable. Galatians chapter 3 verse 13, he says, "Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law." Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. So our redemption comes from being loved by God. Being loved by God, God sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for us. And when Jesus Christ died, He redeemed us from the curse of the law. Don't forget when we said that we are known, that I said that Jesus Christ, God gave up His Son because He wanted us to be saved from curses, to be saved from the bondage of curses. So you have been redeemed, I have been redeemed, the Lord has redeemed us. So for God to redeem us, from God to redeem you and I through the blood of His Son Jesus Christ, is an indication of how valuable we are to Him. You are valuable to God. Don't let any religion, don't let it make you think less of yourself. You are valuable to God. You are valuable. You are important to Him. He sent forth His Son to die for you, to redeem you. You are valuable to Him. It reveals how valuable you are to God. So why are you thinking less of yourself, my brothers and sisters? You don't have to think less of yourself. No matter what comes in this world now, don't think less of yourself. Always have it at the back of your mind that you are valuable to God. You are valuable to God. So say this to yourself. I am valuable. I carry worth. I am not worthless. I am valuable. I carry worth. I am not worthless. Life and circumstances will make you feel worthless. But don't give in to that thinking at all. Don't give in to that thought. Don't ever give in to that thought that you are worthless. No. Always have it at the back of your mind that you have been chosen to be God's people. You have been chosen to be a royal priesthood. You have been chosen to be an holy nation for the Lord. You have been chosen to be special possession, to be God's special possession. Tell yourself that I am chosen to be God's special possession. So you are valuable. So no matter what the circumstances might be, face that circumstances and tell the circumstances, I am valuable to God. I will get out of this issue. I am God's special possession. I cannot be oppressed. I am God's special possession. I cannot be intimidated. And you will see the miraculous end of the Lord. Don't be intimidated. You are valuable to God. You are valuable because you are chosen. You are valuable because you are loved. You are valuable because you are known. And you are valuable because you have been redeemed by God through the death and the resurrection of His Son, Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. So it is my prayer that we will all discover our value in the presence of the Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus. And let me quickly say this, that there is no how you will be valuable to God. There is no how you are valuable to God that men will not value you. Once you are valuable to God, men will definitely value you. Thank you so very much. I remain your host, Pastor Stephen Dairo. Thank you. The Lord bless you.